Okay, the Gemara is the number of kashes. The Gemara starts with Moed B'Mikdas. The Gemara says, if you say Chasher Amam and Chasher Ashvusa, Ahad Amar Rachmana, Vayde Mitzah Tani Yishra, Neim Amigo the Chasher Amam and Chasher Ashvusa. And the Gemara has to answer, Hosta Mishtamute Kamishtamat like the Rabbah. The Gemara has to come on to the Teretz that the only reason we make him swear is because of Ishtamute. Teida Adam Ravidi Barav and Amar Rav Chista Hakayfa B'Malva Hakayfa B'Milva Koshalaitis B'Bikadin Pasalaitis. So I think we all know this. We all learned Ishtamute already. This Gemara is Mashma. The point that the Ketzais made was that this Gemara is Mashma. The Chasher Amam is a din d'araisa. Since the Gemara is talking about the d'araisa, since the Gemara says Hadam Rachmana, this Gemara is Mashman. The din Chashud is a din d'araisa, and therefore the Ketzai says to cash on those who hold that Chashud is a din d'rabbanan, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama Kavches, the case I mentioned to you yesterday about the two kefils. There, Taisus says that it's a drabbanan. No, and our Gemara says that they're right, so we have a problem with three with the two. So our Gemara is Shvar and Taisus. So Rav Naftali, to answer this, goes to his old Mahalach, that there are two ways to learn Shvua. And we've gone through this a few times, just again to recap one more time. A shvua could be a birur. You could learn that when the Torah says swear, the Torah says be mevara, that what you're saying is true. We call that birur. The shvua tells us the emes. Or you could learn that shvua is tashlumin. It's something you owe the other party. It doesn't mean whether it's mevara or not is not the point. The point is you owe him at least to swear. This is Reb Naftali's two ways to learn. This is Reb Chanan who has the two ways. And I think Rabbi Yalev has two ways, and Ramosh in the future. These two mahalchim are well established mahalchim in Shavuos. I tried to collect some of the nafgaminas that we had just quickly between the two mahalchim. And then we'll come to the nafgaminas that have to do with this Reb Naftali. But we have already mentioned in the past. A few nafkaminas, maybe there are more, but one nafkamina was if you have tray to tray in a case of chiyuv shvua. If you have two edim, say, someone says I owe him $100, I say I owe him 50. So two edim say I only owe him 50, and two edim say I owe him the whole 100. Two against two, tray to tray. Am I now mechuyev to swear? Because I'm a bayit b'miktzas. I'm saying I only owe you 50. I have two edim like me, two edim like you. You say I owe you 100, I say I only owe you 50. So if you hold Trey V'Trey is a bearer, sounds poshit, if Trey V'Trey is a bearer, you swear? Trey V'Trey is a bearer, then you don't swear, because you can't be, two Adim is like 100 Adim. Two Adim is a bearer against two Adim. Adding a shvua to one side is not going to help you, right? Because two Adim is the strongest proof on either side. So by Trey V'Trey, if you hold it's a bearer, you don't swear. If you hold tashlumin, so when you have trey v'trey, you still have to do what you have to do. If it's trey v'trey, you end up a might of a mikzas. You have to give your tashlumin of shvua. That was one nafkamina that we had. Another nafkamina that Rav Naftali suggested. We have all over the place a shaylef migulaf turei mishvua amrinan. Do you say a migu? Kapato a person from a shvua. So I've told you, said efshir, not klar, but it's possible that migu lafture mishvua, that migu is also a bearer. So that if shvua is a bearer, I have to prove something to you. So if I have a migu, it's just as good a proof to you as a shvua is. So migu, then you could say a migu departed from a shvua. Masha'enkei, if it's a chiyuv tashlumin, if it's something that the Torah was mechayiv me, then then it could go both ways, but then it could be that then you could ask such a thing, you are to a Shmuel Naomi. Naftali suggested that that's a nafkamina. We had Rav Moshe suggested another nafkamina, if it's a birur tashlumin, a third nafkamina. If Shemitah passes, if I owe you a Shmuel, and Shemitah passes. Shemitah is Meshamit tashlumin. If Bezen passes, then I have to pay you. Shemitah is Meshamit. So if you hold that it's a tashlumin, Shemitah knocks it off. If it's something that I have to be mevar the emes to Bezdin, so then Shemitah has nothing to do with it. Anytime I have to prove something to Bezdin, Shemitah is not Meshamit. That's the third nafkamina we had. Then we had the nafkamina, the two turits and Matisus and the Yamid Aleph by Shekinegdai. Why Shekinegdai? Why don't you say Mitaich? Shani Achlish from Mishalim. Why do you say Shekinegdai? So Tais said one teretz because of Lashafkas Lechai, because a person, it's a Tekonet Rabban and Lashafkas Lechai. Or Tais second teretz was because he says, I'm willing to swear, I'm ready to swear. So we learned then, Rav Naftali is Tailor this also in the two Mahalchim. Tais the second teretz also Tali in the two Mahalchim. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 basic nafkaminas between the two tzadim. Now, there are two more nafkaminas that have to do with our sugya. The other nafkamina, which Rav Naftali brings, if I'm a chuyah v'shvua, and I'm a chashud, I'm in Bezdin, and Bezdin tells me you're a maida b'miktzas, and I'm a chashud, and Bezdin doesn't tell me to swear, but I go and I quickly swear anyway. I say, I'm a maida b'miktzas, okay. I grab on whatever the halach is, I grab on to Sefer Torah, and I say, I swear that what I'm saying is true. Once I swore, is that shvua, is it a shvua, isn't it a shvua? Once I swore. So what do you say? If a shvua has to be a birur, has to prove something, if a shvua has to prove something, so when a chashid swears, it doesn't prove anything. Even with the evidence, not a shvua. Because the chashid person who swears is not mevarer. It doesn't tell us what the truth is. M'she'en kein, if a shvua is a tashlumin, I owe you a shvua. So it may be that Bezin doesn't let me swear if I'm a chashid. But once I swore, it's a shvua. Because the shvua just has to pay you a shvua, so to speak. I owe you a shvua. So it'll be an afkamina b'di'evet. If someone kafats v'nishba, if someone jumped and swore without Bezin telling him to, he jumped and he swore, is that shvua shvua? If you hold that it's a birur, then it's not a shvua. If you hold that as a tashlum, and then it is. I hear the tanya. Tanya is a little bit of a tanya, but it's not really so. Because if I owe you $100 and I have one, I give you one. If I owe you a good shvua and I'm a chashir, I can't give you a good shvua. So Bezel will say, okay, give at least something shvua. Okay, I hear you could be. It has to be a currency everyone accepts. So the question is the currency of a chashud, the shvua, that's acceptable? I could hear the Mokim to argue about it. I'm telling them, Zan, that if it's tashlumin, I owe you a shvua. If I swear, I satisfied the shvua. That's what I'm telling them. It depends why he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to because he's not believed, yes, but he's not allowed to for side reasons. So then the question is why. The Rav Naftali's lashon is because we don't let him. It's not because he can't make shvuos. All right, this Nakuda, I would like to add to Rav Naftali. Just tell me if you like it, you don't like it. Rav Naftali could work with it or without it. But it just seems to me, I'm not going to say something complicated, very simple. We had yesterday the Ritva. Ritva said, why doesn't the Chashid swear? Chashid Ramamun al Chashid Shvuah, so why not? because of Lifnei Iver. That's what the Ritva said. Everyone else says, Chashid Amamidah doesn't swear because it doesn't pay to swear. Why does it pay to swear? You're a Chashid. Why does it pay? Why does it help for you to swear? Ritva says, no. The reason is because of Lifnei Iver. It makes sense to me that the Ritva held Shvua is Tashlumin. The Ritva held that Shvua is not a bir. Shvua is a Tashlumin. Therefore, if you hold Shvua as a Tashlumin, so you can't say to me, I'm a chayiv to swear. So you say, I'm a chashud. What's the teyelos in swearing? The Ritva said, what do you mean, what's the teyelos in swearing? I owe you a Shvua. I'm going to swear. What I'm saying is, this is a sixth nafkamina between bearer and tashlumin. If you hold shvu as a bearer, so then you could tell somebody, you're a chashid, doesn't pay for you to swear. Not like the ritva. If you hold a bearer, why do you need the ritva for? If you're a chashid amamida, then you're a chashid ashvu, so it doesn't make sense for you to swear if you hold it's a bearer. The ritva held that it's a tashlumin, that a shvu doesn't have to mevar anything. I just owe you a shvu. Since I owe you a shvua, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Why can't I swear? Zakhtar Ritva, you know why we can't let you swear? We can't let you swear because we're going to be Avraham Lefnei Iver if we tell you to swear. It's going to be a Safek Lefnei Iver, you might swear falsely. So I would understand the Ritva that he learned Dafka that it's not a bearer, it's a Tashlumin. Since it's a Tashlumin, that's why he says, that why don't we let him swear? Tashlumi should let him swear. So he says, because of Lifnei. This is the way I would understand the Ritva, but if you like it, you don't like it, the Naftali doesn't hang on it. Basically, Rav Naftali, getting back to now to our Gemara, to Rav Naftali. Our Gemara says, Chashid is Psul Daraisa. Bavakama, Taisa says, Chashid is Psul Daravanan. So we have a Kash. Now we have to come back to answer it. So I've told you now basically six nafkaminas if it's a bir or tashlumin. The first four, and then the fifth one if you kafat for nishba. The sixth one, the ritva, either way. So I've told totally very nice. If you hold that it's a tashlumin, if you hold that shvu is a tashlumin, so now somebody who's a chashud, chashir amamun, chashir ashvusa, it's a deraisa, like our Gemara says, we don't let him swear. A chashid min atayru, we don't let him swear. Whatever explanation. If you want to say the ritva's explanation, if they're either, you want to say a different explanation, it doesn't matter which. But if you hold, it's a teshlumin. So our Gemara is saying that min atayru, we don't let him swear. Now, so far, if it's kafats v'nishba, it would still be a good shvua. Because we said if it's tashlumin, kafats v'nishba would be a good shvua. Taisus and Bava Kama says, if he's kafats v'nishba, he has a din chashud, but that din chashud is only a dirabanan. Which din chashud? The fact that a shvua has to be a tashlumin, a chashud, we don't let him give this type of tashlumin, that's a psul daraisa. But for that, kafat v'nishba would be good. We passel kafat v'nishba midrabanan, because midrabanan we say that this shvua, it's not enough of a proof. It's not mevara enough. But that's a midrabanan. In other words, there are two steps. There's one step, a chashud min atayra, we tell him don't swear. That's step number one. Now that is true according to everybody. Min atayra, a chashud can't swear, that's the rice. But if you learn that shvua is a tashlumin, then when the Torah said don't swear, that's only lechatchila. Because kafatz v'nishba, if you hold tashlumin, is a good shvua b'diavad. That was the fifth nafkamina. That if you hold tashlumin b'diavad, it's a good shvua. Tosis and Bava Kama said that a chashid is pasul midrabanan. Tosis is going on a case where a person was kafatz v'nishba. Someone jumped and swore. Kafatz v'nishba min a Torah would be a good shvua. And that Taisa says that there's a chashid is a psul drabbana and a kafat v'nishba is ice. So that there are two nekudas. There's the nekuda of the shvur, the choshed that he doesn't swear lechatchila min atayra, and that's a psul daraisa. And then, once he swore already, Taisus says, once he swore already, so is a shvur a good shvur? The shvur is even when he swore already, shouldn't be good. Taisus says, yeah, when he swore already, it's not good. That's midrabanan. Min atayra b'di'evan. If he swore, it's a good shvur. He can be chayv kefil for it min atayra. Midrabanan, the rabbanan pass.
If in how min atayus and Taisus understood that the concept of kapach nishba is good, what was his kasha? He had some
argument
to say that
the
man is
also.
He's called a
shakun
and he can't make a
shvur. Yeah, of course. Because the Maisa Chashud, Taisus said that a Chashud, Taisus knew that a Chashud even b'di'evah we don't accept a shvur. Well, the Maisa we don't accept a shvur even b'di'evah. Now the question is, for Taisus, so why is he mechayev kefil on such a shvur? And for Taisus, this din that we don't accept it even b'di'evah, that's a din d'rabbanan. That's Taisus is saying. But the fact that Lamaisa Chosh Shvur is not a Shvur, that everyone agrees Lamaisa.
The din of Kapas Nishba is also understood that is good.
That's only good Minatayra, because Minatayra.
I'm saying, what was the half of Taisus? We have a kind of Kapas Nishba. Did Taisus know that that was good or not?
No, of course it's not. Lamaisa, it's no good. So for Taisus, why is it no good? For Taisus, if it's no good, why do you pay kefil? And for Taisus, because the fact that it's no good to the Yevah, that's a psul d'rabbanan.
Taisus already understood that the kapach is no good.
That the kapach is no good, yeah. Right, this is the lumdis that Reb Naftali uses here. And with this, he answers the Taisus kasha. I want to add one more, like a seventh nafkamina, but this is more kloliistic. Ramesha writes in a different place, not in the same truth I mentioned earlier. I think it's in the seventh Chel Zayin of Igros Meisha. Lehalacha. How do we pass him? Chasher Amamid is Chasher Ashvua, Chasher Amamid is not Chasher Ashvua. From our Gemara, it seems to come out we pass him that Chasher Amamid is like Chasher Ashvua, so that's a maskat. On Gimel of the Beis, we had, it's actually a Mechlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds, we paskin, that Chasher HaMamin is Chasher HaShvur. However you work out the Taisus, the Rashi Shita. Rashi paskin, Chasher HaMamin is Chasher HaShvur. And the Pashtus HaGemara and Taisus paskin, that Chasher HaMamin is Loi Chasher HaShvur. Rav Moshe suggests, not like Rav Naftali, that the Shaila Birr and Tashlumin is all Achreinim, Rishainim. Ramesha says that the Machlaikis in the Gemara, when the Gemara is not sure, is Chasher HaMamin or Chasher HaShvur so or not, that Shaila Gufa is totally if it's a Birr or Tashlumin. Every time the Gemara says Chasher HaMamin or Chasher HaShvur so, the Gemara is saying, this man Yama holds, it's a Birr. If it's a Birr, so chasher amamin or chasher hashvusa, a person's chasher can't swear. And whenever the Gemara has a mandiyama that holds chasher amamin or loy chasher hashvusa, why chasher amamin loy chasher hashvusa? You know why? Because that mandiyama holds it's a tashlumin. If you hold it's a tashlumin, so then chasher amamin, what does that have to do with being chasher hashvusa? Chasher amamin is like chasher hashvusa, you can still do your tashlumin. Ramesha wants to suggest that the whole machloikis, Bechlau, if Chasher Amam, Chasher Hussa, or not, is Hagufa, it's totally, if it's a Birr, or if it's a Tashlumin. Which, like I say, it's the seventh Nafkamina, if you make a list of Nafkaminas, but it's more Kloyistic. He's being titled the whole Shire of the Gemara on this, which is not what Rabbi Naftali says, Rabbi Chanan also doesn't say, he also has a piece on it. But, so these are, I think, seven possible nafkaminas. I should mention an eighth one. We mentioned when we started, Rav Naftali says, he had it signed on Mitoich. Mitoich she'en yochel shpa mishalim. How does it work? So poshit yichai v'shvua. If you don't swear, then you pay. Remember, Rav Naftali had it signed that you really chayiv to pay. Shvua is just a way out of paying. Right? Rav Naftali had such a signed that Mitoich works that when you chayev a shvu, you really chayev to pay. So you have a way out of paying by swearing, which this lomdis, Rav Naftali said, also is totally if it's a birur tashlumin. Right? He said, if it's a tashlumin, then you can say such a thing. The peretzem yechayev to pay. The chayev tashlumin is a way out. Instead of tashlumin amam, you can do tashlumin of shvu. So that would come out to be an eighth. This lomdis was the eighth, an eighth nafkamina. Next week, ask me again the eight nafkaminas. If I remember them, it'll be. At least we should be able to put together most of them. Right? Differences between the two tzadim, if it's a birur or if it's a tashlum. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayta. Where are we up to? Rami Bar Chama, I think. Eloha Detani Rami Bar Chama. We have Rami Bar Chama the Amid Aleph. Arba Hashem Ritzrichin Kfir B'miktza Saida B'miktza Hashem Echina Hashem Neisach V'asayich. What was Rami Bar Chama's case? So you remember he said Shloisha Parais, Gimel Parais, Masarti Lach. He said, what's the case that the Teres Mechayev Shvua? So we had in the Amid Aleph that he's Tevei Gimel Parais. And he tells him, Chad, Loyadvar Miyalam, Chad, Mesa Ba'inis. So it's to Ampatu. Chad, Mesa Shia, the Bin Lashlum. So it's up to Gemara. Rabbi Bar Chama said the Torah is Mechayev Shvua. In the case of Gimel Parais, Neima, Migul Chashar Amam, Rechashar Shvuasa. Why? If you say, Migul Chashar Amam, Rechashar Shvuasa, so how do you swear? So Rashi right away explains that this is a kasha dafka on Rami Bar Chama. Rashi says, that we're not asking on a regular Shavuos Ha'insim. Yeah, what does Rashi say? That Dahudam Allah Yadvar Miyailam Kaibukadnu Velekalameh Mishtamit. Okay, the Gemara's kasha is on Rami Bar Chama, the case of three paras. We're not asking on every Shavuos Hashomer. Why? So Rashi says because Rashi's mashmoyis of Rashi is because there it's pashut you say mishtamet, mishtamut eka mishtamet. The Gemara knew there's a svar of mishtamet. So regular Shavuos Hashomer, it's pashut that you say mishtamet. Gemara is asking dafka from Rami Bar Chama. Why did the Gemara have a meaning? You don't say mishtamet by Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara answers, what's the Gemara's teretz? You say mishtamet, right? Gemara answers, how's the name mishtamute? Come mishtamet. So mishkach melagana v'tafsin alai. Why did the Gemara not right away know mishtamet? So the Ritva says, because this is a funny kind of mishtamute. Because remember, there are three paras. Two he's potter on. One he says, Lahi Advar Miyailam. And one he says, Nenso Enigneva. Normally, if you want to be Mishtamit, you're not going to make up two stories. One of them potter for this reason. One of them for that reason. If you're just stalling, you're going to pay him. You just want to stall. You just give one reason for both. And you'll pay him when you get a chance. The fact that a person is making up the stories in this manner, so Gemara held that there it's a little hard to say that he's been mishtamet. So based on that, the Gemara is from Rami Bar Chama. That's what the Ritva says. It's not clear what changed in the maskana, but that's why he says the Gemara is from Rami Bar Chama. So at any rate, the Gemara answers anyway. Yishtamut eka mishtamet, sav mishkach no legana v'tafis no lei, inami mishkach no lei ba'agam o maisi no lei. Yihachar ha-kaifa v'bekadna ma'ipasol lei, this should also be yishtamut eka mishtamet. Sovra de bachashna umishkachnole. Teretz is you're right. Kiamrina kaif bekon posle, it's going to be sadi vasidu bay. Di shaiti slip kon bebeise, vavi yada. Inami davin dokale bi yade. But otherwise, we take a say shtamute by pekodin too. Frekti gemara el a new kasha. So we have so far from two places. So maybe be mixas or on bacham. Third kasha. Elo adam rafon amash bein aysi shvua shein abishusai. Neim amigo de chasher amam de chasher ha shvua sa. What's this going on? This is going on a case where you have a shomer. The shomer is ready to pay. He has to swear shu shein b'shusai. What does shein b'shusai mean? You gave me a pekod, and I say it got nignava. I'll pay you for it. You choshed at what? I really have it on my property. I'm paying you for it, which is also an avesa d'araisa. So since I'm doing that, so why don't we say, if I'm choshed that I'm doing that, what is the shmur going to help? And with the Gemara, Asam Nami Mayrava Amar Domika Yehivnale, he's Mayra Heter. He says, look, I'm giving him money for it, so big deal, I'm keeping it, I'm giving him money, that's not an Aveira. Is it an Aveira? Is it an Aveira? Someone gives you a Pekadon. And you like it. He gives you something as a Pekadon, and you want it. So you tell him it was stolen, I'll pay you for it. Is that an Aveira or not? So Pashut the Gemara is saying that it's an Aveira. We'll have to see. It's an Aveira. But what? So why isn't he Chashir HaMamina? What? He wants to pay, but it's an Aveira. So he's still a Chashir HaMamina. He's out now being over in this Daraisa. So there we said Ishtamute. We had a teres.
Right,
but here there's no teres of Ishtamute because he's swearing Shein B'Shusai. He has a reason, the Gemara says. He wants to keep it. But that's an Aveira. His reason here is an Aveira. Ishtamute is not an Aveira. He's going
to
pay him later.
Yeah.
The what? So therefore what? So therefore, it's not an Aveira, it is an Aveira.
Nothing
Aveira.
It's
an Aveira.
It's
him. I mean, his mind.
He is not a flush to swear based on what he says.
So listen to what the Gemara is saying here. Gemara is saying, if a person does an Aveira, which Klapi Shmaya Galia, it's an Aveira. But people think it's not an Aveira. You don't become a apostle. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. It's pshat in the Gemara. You don't become a chashid. A chashid. You're not chashid because of it. There's no reason to become a chashid. Because what does chashid mean? Chashid means, doesn't mean Klapi Shmaya Galia does an Aveira. Chashid means that he's a person willing to do an Aveira. So it's ki'ilu he did tshuva, but it's less than, because when he did tshuva on the Aveira. He's doing the Aveira. In his mind, it's like he didn't do any Aveira. Now this is rather mentioned by the Poskim. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, Lagabi, someone is over in Gezalakum. If he's Pasala Aedis, Pashit, somebody is over in Gezalakum. Is Pasala Aedis, someone who cheats a guy. Can be an aid. I know some Masajer Kedushin, they don't take businessmen for aid and Fayda Kedushin. They don't take, because it's so porous today, shtick with money, that they won't take businessmen. They're Masajer Kedushin, I did tonight, you can get a coyote man, you can get an employee, you can get a. But not someone who has a business. Because it's so porous. So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, that since Gezel Akum, people think is really not an Aveira. People think Gezel Akum, it's Musar. People think it's not there, there's no real Aveira. So the Kidega says that you don't become Postulatus if you're even Gezel Akum. Because of this Gemara. The Gemara is saying something which really is an Aveira, but people think is not an Aveira. If someone's over on that such a person is not Apostle Lishvua. Why? Because he won't do things that he knows are an Aveira. He does something he doesn't know. But something he knows is an Aveira, he would never do. So because someone's Aveira and Gezel Akum, he won't say Aedis, that's false. Because Aedis, that's false, everyone knows is an Aveira. So maybe it was somebody who is Aveira and Aveira of, I think there's a Radvan that says, if you're Aveira and Gezel Akum, you're Apostle Aedis. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings it and he disagrees. He says, maybe in the Radvaz's time, people knew Gezel Akum is awesome. But Bizman Azeh, with Gezel Akum, people think there's no Aveira. So, So you don't become pasul laedus based on this gemara. Now, but in a person's mind, it's not an avera, it doesn't pass. If the whole Welt would think swearing falsely is okay. No, there's a problem. You have things backwards.
Yeah.
So you're saying if everyone thinks it's mutter, so then someone who does averes that people think is mutter, so he'll swear falsely too. No, but before he swears, we'll inform him that swearing is a real avera. When he does business, he doesn't call the
ruler.
Right, it's theoretical, because the ma'aseh shvuah shav is just the opposite. A shvuah sheker, people know it's
not.
So what does it mean it's not so bad? I think people think that they're paiskim. They say, you sound like this. I feel you sound like this. We're at Vegan Day. There is a machlokes who gives lakum to the rest of the Rabbanim. There is a machlokes. But there's no machlokes who gives lakum to the rest of the Okay, at any rate, this is what Rabbi Kivega takes in this Gemara. So Gemara is a kasha, Amalei Ravachim Diftei L'Ravina, Ka'avar Alav D'Loi Sachmoid. Loi Sachmoid L'Inchi B'Loi Dabi Mashmalahu. Okay, this Gemara we have to understand. Gemara here says that you're v'haka over alav d'loy sachmoy. The Gemara says, what does loy sachmoy mean? Means don't be jealous of somebody else's things. Don't covet someone else's things. So the Gemara says it's alav, so you should be chashed. Gemara answers loy sachmoy le'inchi b'loy dami mashbelu. How do you touch it? It's true loy sachmoy is b'loy dami. Or people make a mistake and it's below dummy. How do you attach that last line? Hush Pshat in the Gemara is. No, isn't that Hush Pshat in the Gemara? Loisachmaid? That's the way you learn it. Loisachmaid le'inchi below dummy mashmahu. The real truth is that what the Loisachmaid is even when you give money, you have a Loisachmaid. Really, even if you pay for something. Yeah, ask him. The sachmoid is even if you pay for it. But people think it's only if you don't pay for it. Right? That's the Pashat Taich and Gemara. Now look at the first line of Taisus. B'loi dami mashmalahu. The sachmoid means taking something without paying. Im taima tepik loi miloi sigzol. How could loi sachmoid be without paying? It already says loi sigzol. Shleimer lav alav v'shnei lavim. The sizzle is one lav. The sachmoid is a second lav. What does Taisa say? What is the sachmoid lahalacha? What comes out from this Taisa? Huh? This Taisa sounds like that the sachmoid really is only if you don't pay for it. Which have a mean? Why never answer to have a mean?
What
people are thinking.
The guy also knows
the tipsos. See, yeah, he wants to learn Taisvis. Yeah, I'm learning Taisvis. Tepik le'malay that le'sachmaid is if you don't pay, ayik le'sigzol. So he says, la'alum shnei la'avim, that's the emes. And the Marshal learns the way I just said. Marshal learns that Taisvis holds that le'sachmaid is only if you don't pay. However, the Maram is mashma this way, the Maram Shif, learning the way you're learning. The Taisis doesn't mean that it's emes this way. Taisis only means what's going through the person's mind. He thinks Leisachmaid is if you don't pay, but that's Leisigzel. So what's going through his mind is he thinks it's Lavalo Vishnevat. The whole Taisis is all going in this. In the average person's mind. The average person thinks like Sachmoid is this way and it's the other. So according to the Maram Shif and the Maram, it comes out machlaikis and kavanas ataisus lahalacha. If you see something of someone else's, you like it, you want it, are you oiver? And you take it and you pay for it, are you oiver? Our Shah says, yes, Taisus holds your iver. And the Maram and the Maram Shif say you're not over. And the emesis, it's a machlokes rishayim. If you do pay for it, if you pay for it, are you over? That's the question. If you don't pay for it, you're gone if you're zechayim. If you do pay for it, that's the question. It says here on the side of the Gemara, Ayin Taisus Sanhedrin Chafei. Taisus and Sanhedrin says Beferish that Loisachmaid in one teres, Taisus to Turus, but in one teres, Taisus Beferish that Loisachmaid is only if you take it without paying for it, and it's Shtei Lavim, and it's the only time you're over. That's what Taisus says there, like the Marshal learns in our Taisus. The Rambam signed the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Reish Samachay, is my Sachmite. Sign the first parak of Hilchas Gezeila says the way the Velt names are. The Leisachmite, like the Taich and Gemara, the Leisachmite is if you do pay for it, you're over. You understand? If you pay for it, you're over. You know what's going on? Now, what happens if your friend comes to yeshiva one day and he has a nice pen and you like the pen, you like it, you tell him, could you sell it to me? I like that pen. He sells it to you. That's an Isidar Aysa. That's an Isidar Aysa. That's what comes out. Like the Rambam. So the Rambam holds, the Loistachman is even if you pay for it. Taisus holds, it's only if you don't pay for it. The Rambam holds. It's only against his will, you think? It's only against his will. It's only a chamsin. The Rambam says, hear for what you say. The Rambam says that you're Ivan Leisachmite if you are mafzer by Bidvarim, if you beg him to sell it to you. If you beg him to sell it to you. Notice, you go downstairs and this fellow has the table over there and he's selling alarm clocks. Funny place, yeshiva boys sell alarm clocks. Everybody's alarm clocks. Radios are here and other things. You think he ever sells alarm clocks in yeshiva? Anyway, he's selling the alarm clock. You like the alarm clock. So you want it. You're not able to sell it, but you don't have to beg him to sell it to you. It's for sale. The Rambam says that, Hitaka says that if you ask him to sell it, and he sells it to you happily, there's no aveir. But if he really doesn't want to sell it, you say, come on, please. You beg him, mafzer boy bedvarim. He doesn't say how much. You beg him with words. He doesn't say you grab it. He says you beg him with words. The Rambam says, you have my sachma. He sells it to you, you have my sachma.
What?
Chamsin is if you take a bakar. My sachma, yeah. So some machlokes is the Rambam and Tosfos. When you pay for it, if there's an issur of leisachmaid, the Rambam says there is this leisachmaid, and Tosfos says there's not. I'm not sure on Tosfos how he's going to touch the Gemara. How do you touch the Gemara according to Tosfos? Leisachmaid leinshi b'loy dami mashmalahu. What's this leinshi business? A mashmalahu. She said leisachmaid is b'loy dami. Funny, no? How would you touch Taisus later? According to Taisus, the whole that you're only over if you don't pay. So what for Sachma Le'inshi B'loi Dami Mashmalo? Gemara is saying, people know it means B'loi Dami, as you have to say. It's very hard. Lashon HaGemara is very hard according to Taisus. Okay, Akapanim, getting back to the Rambam. Is Loisachmai just for being jealous? It's a very good question. It's a good question. The Ibn Ezra in Chumash says that the Loisachmai is just being jealous. Because he asks the Kasha, how could the Torah be mechayiv you on something you can't control? Jealousy. Okay. If I see something I like it, how can I control myself? That's the Ibn Ezra's Kasha. Parashas Yisrael. So Ibn Ezra has a teretz that if a person would understand that someone else's thing has no shaykhis to him, he wouldn't be jealous. He gives a marshal. He says, if someone sees the queen, he doesn't say, oh, I wish I could marry her. He knows the queen doesn't marry a commoner. So the person is like Sachman, the queen. So the person would look at other people's thing, but the Ibn Ezra seems to say it's a double shabbat life.
You see it again.
What?
He has to want it.
If your friend has a bag of potato chips, and you say, oh, that's a good idea. Is that like Sachmai?
It's a good idea for one.
I want potato chips.
You don't want that.
You don't want that bag. Differently. So that could be. Like Sachmai maybe is only on that person's thing. If you go over to him and tell him, oh, come on, give me some. So it's like, it is like Sachmai.
No.
You want his.
Tony's
not eating, but if he owns it, he owns it.
If it's available,
like some is only things that are not available. If it's the middle of the night, no stores are open, then it is like Sachman in the middle of the day, it's not. Now, I agree with you only that if I see someone has a soda, I say, oh, that's a good idea. And I go buy myself a soda, that's my sachmai. I don't want his, I want a soda. If I want his, that would seem to be like sachmai.
You ask him, give me some of your soda, you don't want his soda. You want soda. Just happens to be, right now, this is the closest soda. But
then nobody ever wants his thing. Everybody always perfectly happy. I see a guy has a pen, I want his pen. So he'll tell me, you can get it in the store, I'll be happy. Nobody ever wants the other person's. He just wants the thing. The Holy Sabbath is only on things that are... Shairei v'chamairei means only unique shair. Torah says, Shairei v'chamairei, Kol Hashem l'Reyecha. It doesn't say only that, it says Shairei v'chamairei, Kol Hashem l'Reyecha. It has to be dafka, special shair. How many shair? It's only a unique thing. So today there's no leisach, no problem. Not everything today can get somewhere else. There are very few things in the world that are miyuchid. How many things in this room are miyuchid? Very few things in the world are miyuchid. A painting you write, or a stamp, rare stamp, or... Very few things in the world are miyachim. Limited edition. Very few things are available. Most limited editions are available plenty. Okay, let me... if you have it wrong, don't feel bad, because the Gemara says people don't understand. So, I don't... I think if you want his thing, it's a problem. And if you go to a store, you buy another one. At any rate, the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says that you only over on leisachmoid. The lashon of the Rambam is if hichbir olav bereim vehifter bay. Hichbir olav bereim means you got friends to try to convince them to sell it to you. Hifter boy means, like I said before, you begged him to come and you were successful. If you begged him to sell it to you and you were unsuccessful, you're not over leisachmid. Leisachmid is if you begged him to sell it to you and he sold it to you, you're over. Ve'enai loika, said the Rambam, because it's a law of shame by Mason. Again, you're only over if you begged him to sell it to you and he sold it to you. But you don't get malchus because it's a lav shein by mais. So what's the pella? What's the pella in the Rambam?
Akinyan is a
maisa. The Rambam, Bishlam and Ibn Ezra says you're over for thinking it. So according to Ibn Ezra, you're just over for thinking it. Of course, it's a lav shein by mais. But the Rambam is mechadish that you're not over leisachmoid unless you actually got it. Unless Kana. So how could the Rambam say it's a Lashem B'Maisa? The Rambam is the Kashan the Rambam. How can he say it's a Lashem B'Maisa? The Rambam says you're only over if you buy it. If you don't buy it, you're not over. And then the Rambam says that that's just a Lashem B'Maisa. Second, for the Rambam is second Kashan. If you're only over if you buy it, so the reason you don't get Malkus, there are another reason. It's a lav hanitin l'tashlumin. We know if you have any lav that you can repay, that you can undo, you don't get malchus, right? If a person takes ribbis, he doesn't get malchus. He can give the ribbis back. If he steals, he can give it back. So, according to the Rambam, that you only have l'sachmai, if you get it from the other person, if you get it from him, frek derive it, but you can give it back. You can undo the getting it. So it should be a lav. Shitaka shouldn't get malchus, but for a different reason, because it's a lav and it. Because I could undo the mechira, which is a condition of the avera.
My avera is that I wronged this guy, so I give him the money back. But when this is just the culmination of my loy zakhmoy, the problem is that you have to culminate by being
kind.
So I culminate, but the point is
I can undo the culmination.
The issue with me.
I can undo this.
It's not that I took away money from you now and I give it back to you, so everything's justified. Actually, when I bought it, when I took it from him now, I just culminated my life, which is me.
So I can remove the culmination and then I have the avera without the final step.
So.
What? No, no, only if he sold it. If you don't buy it. Let's say I convince him and then at the last minute I say, oh no, I don't want to do this in avera. So you need both. So if I undo one. That's not what I'm going to do. I only undo the second part, and that's enough. I shouldn't get malchus.
Once you get to that level, you have such a wanted so badly, you didn't even bought it from him. So you can't go back and say, I'm going to sell it back to him. He do. I never got to that level of my machshava before. You've done that. You can't change that.
There's a stipler on my side. It's a beautiful stipler. I want you to see it before I speak it out. The stipples in Birchas Peretz and Parshas Yisrael. I think it was printed in the new stipples in Bav Metzia. I'm not sure. I think it was printed in the new stipples in Bav Metzia as well. Binyan Sachmoed. I'm just going to mention to you two more caches, which I think are answered when you see the stipler. When the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings the Aveira of Leisachmoed, he passes like the Rambam. That your Ovan Leisachmoed. If you gave money, but only if you bought it. And he says, if you bought it, hen ayidei atzmai, hen ayidei shliach. Say if you bought it from him personally. Say if you asked your friend, get him to sell it. And your friend, you did it through a shliach. You bought it. Either way, you're right. So anybody who learns the Shulchan Aruch Rav right away has a kasha. What? In shliach dvar avera. In shliach dvar avera. It's another kasha, which is a problem. So we have the two kashas of the Ravid, the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Magen Mishnah is a kasha, which will also be answered according to the Stipler. Magen Mishnah asks, we have a rule called Kol Milsa De Amar Lachmana Leisavid Yavid Leimahani. We have a rule. That if the Torah says you can't do something, and you do it, it's not chal. Now, the truth is, this is a rule which has more exceptions than rules. But Lamai said there's such a cloud. The Torah says that you don't do something, even if you do it, it's not chal. Fret the Magen Mishnah, according to the Rambam, that you're not over Leisachman unless you buy it. Loi sachmai means don't be jealous of it and buy it. Why don't we say kol milsa d'amar rachman loi savri yavid loi mahani? And since the Torah asked you from buying it, if you buy it, the kinyan shouldn't be chal. The kinyan shouldn't be chal. Why don't we say kol milsa d'amar rachman loi savri yavid loi mahani? So now everyone's going to start up right away. That if it's not chal, then So you're going to start again with that. That if it's not chal, then you didn't buy it. So if you didn't buy it, you weren't going to have eira. So you weren't going to have eira, then it's chal. So start a circle. We'll have to go with our old rule. Right, that's what's going to happen now. We're going to get into this again. That you follow. That can be a problem. You say it's not chal, so it wasn't chal, then you're not over, you didn't buy it. So if you didn't buy it, you're not over leisachmen. So if you're not over leisachmen, then it's chal. No? So we have this all the time where we get into these problems. So what do we always do? We always say our Samach's rule, which we've had in the past, that any time you have such a circle, you stop as soon as it's a stira. You keep on going until it's a stira. So the mechira, I'm either way sachmeid. Once I'm either way sachmeid, mechira is not chal. So I have to stop there. I can't say mechira is not chal because that's a stira. So that's why the mechira is chal. And we don't want to answer the question. Where is it a stira? Right, our Samach's rule was, whenever you have a cycle, you stop at the point where it's a stira, where it makes no sense that you have to stop. So where would you stop here? But how can the mechira not be good? That's a stira. So I have to say the mechira is good and I'm over. You want to take home milsa, it's no good since not being good will undo the aveira. Since the chalais mechira is a tanai, so you can't undo it. So you can't say home milsa. I have a feeling we could talk this out for a long time, but alright, I'd like you all to see it inside. It's a very sadistic stipler, so let's see it inside and then we'll go back.